Pastor Varun and Pastor Dalla Hopperson would like to welcome you to the following message from New Hope International Church, Seattle, Washington. Here is Pastor Lau's dynamic teaching that will change your life with love, hope, and peace in Jesus Christ.
King Solomon asked for wisdom, and the Lord was so pleased with him, and he also gave him prosperity. Every morning, I wake up, and I ask, this is my prayer, every day, sometimes 3 times a day. Actually, I want to pray like Daniel, pray 3 times a day. I want to spend time with the Lord. The person you spend time with, you're going to be like that person. The more you spend time with the Lord, you will be like him. So this is my prayer, and I believe that this is the prayer of our church. I pray, Lord, before I leave this world, before I go to heaven to be with you for eternity, I want you to use me and our church here to bring as many people, millions of people, like the sand on the seashore, like the star in the sky, to heaven with us. We want to see as many as possible people to go to heaven with us. We want to populate heaven. We want to, not only that, I pray, not only save them, I want to see as many people as we can save to go to heaven and not to go to hell. But not only that, God, use us here to make disciples, that these people were not a liability to the kingdom of God, but they will be an asset. They will impact the nations. They will go with the love of Jesus and with the fire of God to check the cities and the nations. They will check their neighborhood. They will bring revival into their home and in their community, in their workplace. That these people were not just living in the world for material things, but the disciple in our church will live their life fully for the kingdom of God. And wherever they go, they will bring spiritual kingdom. They will bring the kingdom of heaven into that area. Amen. And not only that, I pray, God, I want more faith. I want more faith to see more healing in the church. I want more faith to see miracles, that people are going to come out from the wheelchair, the blind will see. I want more faith that every demon that comes into this church is going to have to leave the church. I want more faith and more love and more wisdom. I want everything from heaven. God, give me. As I have a short time in this world, I don't live forever. I'm going to go to heaven one day. But in my life, in our church here, we want to see the kingdom of God established. We want to live our life for the kingdom. We want to leave the legacy behind. Amen. We don't want just to come here, get saved, and have a good time, and then collect all the material things, and then one day we die. You know, we're going to live our life on earth here. Let's live our life fully for the kingdom of God. Amen. How many people want to do that? That you're going to live a life that impacts the world in our generation. Amen. I don't know about you, but I want to make impact to this generation. Amen. Hallelujah. So I want to challenge you to do the same thing. Living your life for the kingdom of God. Living your life for the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. And every morning you wake up, you say, God, use me to bring a lot of people into the kingdom of God. Amen. You know, yesterday, I went to have a car oil change at the Acura dealer. And while we were talking to the advisor of the service department, Pastor Da right away started to open up and say, by the way, Mr. So-and-so, have you ever gone to church? And he said, he looked very uncomfortable. And we began to talk to him about God. And we gave him the church card and said, we want to invite you and family to come and know Jesus. Wow, it's good. You know, every opportunity we open, we want to talk about Jesus. We want to tell people about Jesus. Amen. We should be that kind of people in this church. Amen. How many people want God to use you that way? That you're going to bring a lot of people to the kingdom of God. How many people want to bring gift to heaven? Amen. Let's bring the gift, the souls. Everyone say souls.
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 Amen. Let's bring souls to heaven. Amen. Do you know that there are only a couple of things that will last forever? Do you know that your home will not last forever? Do you know that the company that you work for will not last forever? Do you know that one day Microsoft will be gone? How many people know that? I'm not trying to curse them. I'm telling you the truth. Amen. One day Boeing will not, we don't need Boeing anymore one day, because we can fly from one place to another place in a new glorious body. Amen. All this is going to be gone, but only two things going to last forever. Number one, the Word of God. And number two, souls. So if I can invest my life into something, I invest my life into the Word and into souls. Because these two things going to last forever in the planet Earth here. Amen. The Bible says that the Word of God will last forever. The heaven and the earth may pass away, but the Word will last forever. And souls will last forever, either last in hell or last in heaven. Amen. So I'd rather choose to be on the heaven side. I want to live in heaven forever. Many of you may not know that there is heaven. I want to tell you there is heaven and hell. I heard a testimony of a gynecologist. This is a true story. A gynecologist fell off a building and died. And his skull broke off. A doctor. This is a doctor. Okay, you know gynecologist mean woman doctor. Take care of the delivering baby and all these things. And he went up to heaven. And he met Jesus Christ up there. And he was talking to Jesus. He already died. The doctor already in the hospital put the cloth on his body already. And after he talked to Jesus for a while, Jesus said, it's not done yet. You have to come back here on earth and preach the gospel. He came back. So when he got up from the bed in the hospital, the doctor and nurse like shocked. Because he's, you know, all the broken bone in his skull all repaired by the power of God. And he gave the testimony. Amen. I heard him say, he went to heaven already. Heaven and hell are real. Either you choose heaven or you choose hell. How many people want to choose heaven? Raise your hand up. Praise God, you don't need a brain transplant. How many people want to go to hell? Raise your hand up. Not fun to go to hell. Amen. And the Bible says that sinners will face hell. Let me ask this question before I preach the word of God. Ask this question. How many in this room never lie even one time in your life? Raise your hand up. How many people in this room never hate somebody else? Raise your hand up. How many people in this room never show arrogant attitude? Raise your hand up. So do you agree with me that we all sinners? Yes. We have arrogant attitude. We lie sometimes. We hate people sometimes. Is that right? We steal. We cheat. And the Bible says that the wages of sin is death. But the gift of God is eternal life in heaven through Christ Jesus. My dear brother and sister, I find out that I am a sinner and I need the forgiveness of God. And I thank God that I don't need to go out to do good things to repair my sin. But somebody loved me so much, and his name is Jesus, the Son of the Living God. He came 2,000 years ago, and he died on the cross so that I don't need to die. He became poor on the cross so that I don't need to become poor. He received all the sickness on the cross so that I don't need to be sick. And what I need to do is to receive him into my life. And his name is Jesus Christ. It's very simple. If you want your sin to be forgiven, if you want to go to heaven, you just receive Jesus. And believe that what he did on the cross is to pay for your sin. Is this wonderful? It's wonderful. Amen. I know that if I die today, I will definitely go to heaven. I have no doubt at all. And not only that, heaven starts on earth right now. Amen. Since I and Pastor Da accepted Jesus Christ, we have been living in heaven. Amen. Heaven on earth here. Amen. Hallelujah. Today, at the end of the sermon, I'd like to encourage all of you who never know Jesus to really invite Jesus into your life, into your heart. It's not very difficult. It's very simple. You just say, God, I need your help. I am a sinner. I don't want to pay for my own sin. Could you please come into my life and forgive me? very simple, and you just admit that in front of public. You stand up and say, God, I want you today. And God will come in, and your life will never be the same. Amen? Amen. Very simple. How many people in this room have experienced that God really come into your life and your life have been changed and blessed and you never want to back out now? Amen. Hallelujah. Praise the name of the Lord. I would like to preach, continue to preach about the promise of the Father, the outpouring of the Holy Spirit. Today the preaching will be a little bit shorter than normal because of the limited time. But I will preach this into series that will not get done today, but the climax is going to happen at the end. Why I'm preaching this thing. What is the benefit of living a spirit-filled life? And if you miss some of the sermon, I'd like to encourage you to get those CDs, because if you don't listen to the whole thing, you may not understand the whole picture here. And I tell you the truth that from my mental capacity, I feel very uncomfortable to preach this kind of thing. I rather preach help, self-help information. How to do this, how to do this, how to be rich, how to. And a lot of time, the church like to hear that kind of sermon. How to, so that I can go back home and do something. But I'm not going to preach how to. I'm going to preach something that will impact you in every part of your life. I have learned one thing in the past years of life, that if your spirit is strong, it will impact your mental and your physical body. A lot of time when we come to church, we hear only the mental teaching. But my point as a pastor, a shepherd of this church, I want to make sure that your spirit is strong. Our body is composed of three parts: physical body, soul or mental, the memory, the understanding, all this mental. And another part that a lot of people totally ignore is the spirit. Many times we enjoy eating sushi, buntit neung, steak, to entertain and to bless our physical body, our stomach here. We watch good movie, good shows to entertain our mental capacity. But we forget to feed our own spirit. And when our spirit is weak, everything around us is going to be in a mess. Why? A lot of family, husband and wife relationship is not strong. Why? Some kids are in trouble. You know, everything roots from spiritual sickness. When Jesus died on the cross, he did not want just to heal your physical body. But the main purpose that Jesus came into the world is to establish the spiritual kingdom. And if he can fix your spiritual life, the rest will come. Finances will come. Family relationship will be better. Your work, everything gonna be in order. Because your spirit will impact your mental and physical realm. Amen. And you know, thank God as a Christian, we don't need to do that by ourselves. Because when you accept Jesus Christ, he sent his spirit. The Holy Spirit. The spirit of adoption. The spirit of wisdom. The spirit of power. The same spirit that built, that created the heavens and the earth. The same spirit that raised Jesus Christ from the dead. The same spirit that when Joshua walked around the city of Jericho, that same spirit pulled the wall of Jericho down. It's the same spirit who put the stars in the sky, who put the sun in the universe. That same spirit is living inside your spirit right now. Amen. And what I try to do in this sermon is to help you to know how to walk with the Holy Spirit, how to connect and communicate to the Holy Spirit on inside of your spirit. If you can get that, your life on earth will be totally different. Amen. When you go to school, you learn principle. You know, when I learned how to be a neurosurgeon, they would teach me that if the tumor is here, how should I open the scalp? If the tumor is here, how should I open the scalp? We all learn all the principle so that when we see next patient, you don't have to call your teacher and say, what I gonna do? You just use the principle and know how to get into the scalp of people. The same thing, if you know how to walk with the Spirit, you don't need your pastor around all 24 hours a day. You don't need your leader around. You can be anywhere on earth. You can be any place on earth. And at there, any place on earth, you learn how to hook up. You learn how to flow and led by the Spirit of God. And everything will be fine. Because the Spirit is our helper. The Spirit is our counselor. Amen. And thank God, our God is so generous. He is a generous God. One thing I like about our God is that He is a generous God. Amen. He's not a stingy God. If He's going to give something, He give a lot. Amen. He didn't give a little bit. He didn't pull out 1 cent and give to you. He give a lot. And not only give a lot, the Bible says, give it to the full and overflow. Amen. You remember the Bible says in Psalm chapter 23, my cup runs over. What does it mean? Runs out. He gives something he wants to give it. Full. And then runs over, come out and wet all over you. Amen. You remember when Jesus gave fish to Peter at that time and his disciple, when they put the nets into the sea, they get the fish out. And you know what happened? The fish was so full in the boat to the point that the boat almost sink. Wow. Our God is a boat sinking God. Hallelujah. Not Titanic. I'm not talking about Titanic. I'm talking about too much fish. When he feed the 5,000, he feed the 5,000 and have 12 baskets full left over. So the same thing with your spiritual life. He does not want to just give you a little bit. He wants to give you a lot. More to left over, to overflowing, to running over. And the same thing with the Holy Spirit. He promised in the Bible that I'm going to give you... Somebody just read that scripture a while ago. I read one more time in Acts chapter 1 verse 8. But you shall receive power when the Holy Spirit has come upon you. You shall be witnesses to me in Jerusalem, in all Judea and Samaria, and to the end of the earth. In other words, God the Father promises that He will pour out His Spirit into your life, into your spirit. Not just a little bit, overflowing, and to the point that it is wet all over you. He wants you to be filled, to be filled with the Spirit of God. Amen. He is a generous God. Last Sunday, we learned that when the Spirit of God came and filled somebody, there is evidence, physical manifestation. You can see and hear. Yesterday, I thank God that I have a chance to fellowship with a group of couples in the church, about 4 or 5 couples. And I was so blessed to hear the testimony. We ate wonderful gourmet food yesterday. And then we talk about joke and movie, all these things. And some people start to say, you guys look normal, huh? A lot of people think that I'm weird on the stage, so they think that I'm just a weird guy. No, I'm a normal guy. So we talk about joke, we talk about movie. And then at the end of the conversation, we talk about husband and wife relationship. And I have learned that every couple on earth has difficulty in relationship. How many couple in this room agree with me that husband and wife relationship is not easy? Raise your hand up. It's not easy. If you don't raise hand, you lie to me. It's not easy. But the testimony last night is that many person in that table say that, thank God that our church welcomed the outpouring of the Holy Spirit. Do you know, when you see God touch people in the church here, fall down, laugh, cry, you see like, what is this church? Oh, I never seen like this. But I tell you, when they go home, their relationship got better. You know, one lady said that every time I got touched by God, I came up, I feel love people everywhere. I just love people. I just love people because I'm filled full with the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit is the spirit of love. So actually, You come to church not to learn something mental. You come to charge your spirit to be strong. You come and charge up so that when you go Monday to Saturday to Sunday again, you will be strong spiritually so that you can go and have victory, so that you can build a good family, so that you can be a good employee and good employer in your work. This is a place to get charged. Yesterday, there is one word that I like it. You know, I use this word in medical field a lot called detox. How many people know the word detox? You know, when some people get addicted to some narcotic like morphine or alcohol or drugs, they have to go to a detox place. You know, in our church, we are the detox place too. When people come in with bad attitude, fire! And the Holy Spirit come in, detox. Get bad stuff out of them. Amen. So the Holy Spirit fill them up and get detoxed. So that's why lately the husband and wife in our church get better. They love one another. They have less problem. They have less iron filing in the house and, you know, plate flying and yelling at each other. Amen. And somebody say amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Now we're going to continue to read the scripture to show you that it's normal. You know, you come to this church and you say, wow, this is abnormal church. This is weird. People cry, people laugh, people fall. I tell you right now, this is normal.
Yeah.
According to the book of Acts, this is a normal church.
Yeah.
The church that has no manifestation is abnormal according to the word of God. Because in the word of God, God pours his spirit all the time and people can see and hear something. Go back to read the book of Acts and you see what is normal all about.
Yes.
Amen.
Amen.
If the church is quiet, has no Holy Spirit moving, in trouble.
Yes.
That's why a lot of divorces happen in the church. Because they are in mental all the time, they are not in spirit. They don't know how to walk with the Spirit. Amen.
Amen.
Maybe before I read that, I just read this scripture first. It's not in the computer to show you. I'm going to conclude that again later on. But how many people know that there are a lot of problems in Corinthian church? How many people know that? In Corinthian church, they fight, they strive, they sue each other, they commit adultery. Somebody sleep with another person's wife. Oh, so many problems. Until to the point that Paul has to write two letters to them. And look at what Paul concludes in his scripture at the end. How to get rid of those things in the church. The carnality, the problem, the hatred, the fight, the selfishness, the greediness, all these things, the greed. Look at the last. This is the last verse in 2 Corinthians chapter 13. Last verse. This is what Paul concludes. After he was speaking, giving all the law and regulation and policy in the church. He said, you don't need all this policy if you do this. The grace of the Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all. Amen.
Amen.
The last sentence he said, the communion with the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
If you can be filled with the Holy Spirit, you have close relationship with the Holy Spirit, you will have less fight in the church, less carnality in the church. Things going to go well in your home. Thank God that God gave us the Holy Spirit. And I want to teach you and show you that for the next few minutes, that when the Holy Spirit show up, there are always signs that you can see and hear. And that is normal in the Bible. Okay? In Acts chapter 9, verses 5 to 6, I continue from last Sunday now. Last Sunday, we learned about Philip went to a city. And when the Holy Spirit came down, Simon saw signs and heard something. Now look at another situation in Acts chapter 9, verses 5 to 6. And he said, who are you, Lord? Then the Lord said, okay, what happened here is that Saul persecuted the church. He was a Pharisee. He hated Christians. He believed in God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, but he did not believe in Jesus. So while he was on the road to Damascus to persecute the church, to grab Christians into prison and kill them. This is what happened to him. What happened is that Jesus Christ showed up on that road. You know, I thank God that God is so cool. When I witnessed to my mom 6 years ago, my mom said, I never know Jesus. How can I believe in her, in him? You know what happened? After I prayed for her, she opened her eyes. Jesus stood in front of her. She saw Jesus. I never even saw Jesus. Jesus stood in front of her. She cried and she accepted Jesus on that day, at that minute. Jesus still show up to people on all over the world now. Amen. He said that, then the Lord said, I am Jesus whom you are persecuting. It is hard for you to kick against the goats. So he trembled and astonished and said, Lord, what do you want me to do? Do you see that he is born again now? He called Jesus Lord. Is that right? At that moment, Paul was born again. I want to show you that to be born again and to be filled with the Holy Spirit is a separate experience. It's not the same time. It's totally different, a different time. Then the Lord said to him, arise and go into the city, and you will be told what you must do. So you can see that Paul definitely was born again. He met Jesus. He repented of his sin, and he called Jesus, Lord, I will do whatever you say. Was he born again? Yes. Okay. Now look at that a few days later. What happened? It's not the same day. It's not the same minute that he was filled with the Holy Spirit. In Acts chapter 9, verse 17, and Ananias went his way and entered the house and laying his hand on him. So in other words, Ananias was told by God that he need to go to Saul and lay hand on him so that he might be filled with the Holy Spirit. So Ananias went his way and entered the house, laying his hands on him. If some of you here in this room wonder why we lay hand a lot, it's in the Bible. He said, Brother Saul, the Lord Jesus who appeared to you on the road as you came has sent me that you may receive your sight. So Paul became blind. So when he lay hand on, Ananias lay hand on him, the sight came back. And what else? To be filled with the Holy Spirit. Wow. If the Apostle Paul needed to be filled with the Holy Spirit, how much more we need to be filled with the Holy Spirit in this century. Paul obeyed the Lord. He waited for Ananias to come and lay hand on him, and he was filled with the Holy Spirit. As I say, God wants to give you abundance. He wants to fill you up with his Spirit. And many of you say, but the Bible never said that he was speaking in tongues at that moment, or he had any sign to show that he was filled with the Holy Spirit. I show you that he was filled with the Holy Spirit. 1 Corinthians chapter 14, verse 18 say, Paul say, I thank my God, I speak with tongues more than you all. At the next Sunday, many Sunday from now, I'm going to show you many benefits of praying in tongue. Okay? So today is not there yet. So be patient with me. But I just want to show you here that Paul got saved and Paul got filled with the Holy Spirit later on. It's a separate experience. And when he was filled with the Holy Spirit, there's a sign. And the sign that the Bible talk about is speaking in tongues. You speak in other languages. Have you ever seen cowboy movie? Cowboy movie? A man control a horse. Put something into the mouth. What do you call? Bit into the mouth and control the mouth of the horse so that the horse will obey. Is that right? The Bible says that the tongue is a small part of the body, but it can do whatever it wants. So if God can control your tongue or your mouth, it means he controls your whole body. That's why the sign of God come in and fill you up and control you. Like when you are controlled by alcohol, you begin to laugh, you begin to say some weird thing. It controls you. The same thing when the Holy Spirit controls your life. The sign of he controls you is that you will speak his language. Your tongue will start to move and speak something, not your own language. That is supernatural. Amen. God is supernatural. When God touched you, something change happened. Look at another example here. In Acts chapter 10 verses 1 to 2, there was a certain man in Caesarea called Cornelius, a centurion of what was called Italian regiment, a devout man, one who feared God with all his household, who gave alms generously to the people and prayed to God always. This man was not born again. This man did not know Jesus, but he was seeking God. That's what the Bible tried to say. He was seeking God. He gave money to the poor and he prayed a lot. You know, how many people know how to get God's attention? There are two things that you can get God's attention. One is to give money to the poor. You don't like to hear that word. Why have to give money to the poor? But if you give money to the poor, God just loves it. God will pay attention. He will give special attention to you. The second kind of people that God gives special attention is people who pray a lot. How many people want God's eyes to be on you all the time? When you see the poor, help them. Amen?
Amen.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. And pray a lot. And what happened? God came and told Cornelius that revival is going to come to your home. The outpouring of the Holy Spirit is going to come to your home. Send three men to look for Peter. Why these three men went out to look for Peter? God came into a trance of Peter and say that don't call those that God cleansed unclean or common. So in other words, God said that the Gentiles who accept Jesus Christ are not common anymore. They are my children too. So God told Peter to go with these three men. And what happened? Peter did. In verse 24, and the following day, they entered Caesarea. They mean Peter and the three men from Cornelius. Now Cornelius was waiting for them and had called together his relative and close friend. Verses 34 and 35, then Peter opened his mouth and said, in truth, I perceive that God shows no partiality. But in every nation, whoever fears him and works righteousness is accepted by him. In other words, it doesn't matter what nationality you are, no matter what language. If you fear God and you want to walk in righteousness, God will accept you. Look at verses 44 and 45. Why Peter was still speaking these words. In other words, why Peter was preaching. What happened? The Holy Spirit fell on all those who heard the word. And those of circumcision who believed, mean the Jews, who believed were astonished, as many as came with Peter, because the gift of the Holy Spirit had been poured out on the Gentiles also. Wow. Can the Holy Spirit came upon people while the preacher is still preaching? Yes. You don't need to be lay hand on. You don't need to walk out to the altar call. If you sit there, God can come upon you if you're hungry. The Cornelius family was very hungry for God. While Peter was preaching, the Holy Spirit came down upon them. And what happened? The Jewish Christians were astonished. You know, if I sit like this, if I just stand like this quietly, will you be astonished? How you become astonished? You become astonished toward me because you see something. Maybe I check or like this or... You know, is that right? If something happened, that's why you, oh, what's going on with this guy? I show you from the scripture what happened at that time when the Holy Spirit came upon them. These people saw and heard something. Acts chapter 10, verse 46, the Bible says, for, mean because, they heard them speak with tongues and magnify God. Wow. How did the Jewish Christians from Jerusalem know that this Gentile believer received the Holy Spirit? Because they saw them speaking with other tongues. Amen? There is evidence. How do you know that a person lose weight? There must be an evidence. If I'm still pretty, you know, jump mom. You know, my nickname is Mum. Mum means fat in Thai. So when you call me every time Dr. Mum, it means you call Dr. Fat. Mum means fat. Because when I was a baby, I was really like this, big. So if I say I lose weight, but I walk in, I still have like this. You don't believe me. There must be an evidence. You say, I have a haircut yesterday. But when you walk in, you still have long hair. No one gonna believe you. There must be an evidence. So the same thing, when you are filled with the Holy Spirit, there is a physical manifestation that people can see and hear. And the Bible says they speak in tongues. Amen. Look at another one, and I will close the sermon. Acts chapter 19. Are you okay? Should I continue? Acts 19 verses 1 to 6. Look at another experience here. And it happened while Apollos was at Corinth that Paul, having passed through the upper regions, came to Ephesus. Finding some disciple, he said to them, did you receive the Holy Spirit when you believed? In other words, Paul thought that these people were Christian. Actually, they were not. He misunderstood. He thought that these were believers or Christians. So they said to him, we have not so much heard whether there is a Holy Spirit. And he said to them, into what then were you baptized? Paul wondered, oh, is this Christian? Why you say you never heard about Holy Spirit? So he asked, what kind of baptism you got? So they said, into John's baptism. So John the Baptist baptized them. They haven't accepted Jesus yet. Then Paul said, John indeed baptized with a baptism of repentance, saying to the people that they should believe on him, mean on Jesus, who would come after him, that is on Christ Jesus. When they heard this, now the Bible just cut it short. After they heard that, they believed in Jesus. They accepted Jesus. And what happened? They were baptized in water, go into the water, in the name of the Lord Jesus. And when Paul had laid hands on them, the Holy Spirit came on them. You can see that there is a few minutes apart. They received Jesus. They were baptized in water, maybe 10 minutes, I don't know, maybe half an hour, maybe 2 hours after that. Paul laid hand on them, the Holy Spirit came on them, and they spoke with tongues and prophesied. You can see that the experience of being born again and the experience of being filled with the Holy Spirit are different at separate time. And whenever the Holy Spirit came down, filled somebody up, they would speak in other tongues. They have signs and wonders happen. The question is, should every believer speak in tongue? Or just some? Look at what Jesus said in Mark chapter 16, verse 17. And these signs will follow those who believe. In my name, they will cast out demons, and they will. Jesus did not say some of them. Jesus said, they will speak with new tongues. Jesus was very straightforward. He said that if you believe in me, you're going to cast out demons, you're going to lay hand on the sick and they shall recover. And not only that, you will speak in new tongues. Speaking in new tongues should be for every believer. Next time when I preach this message, I'm going to show you from the scriptures about speaking in tongues. There are four kinds of speaking in tongues in the church. Two are personal. Two are for public. So you understand that when Paul talked about speaking in tongue, some of them talked about public speaking in tongue, and some of them personal speaking in tongues. I'll show you next time, because the time is limited right now. I want to exhort all of you. That I want to end this sermon by saying this. God told me to say this. You know, there's one thing about human being. That it doesn't matter what nationality you are. This is a human nature. All of our life, we want to be in control. Is that right? I want to control my kids, my wife. I want to control my business. I want everything to be under my control. So when things out of control, I feel uncomfortable. I feel like, you feel like very uneasy. Because we want everything under our control. But after I become a Christian, I learned one thing. If you let God take control, and He will take control through you. In fact, it gets better. It gets better. When I perform surgery, I let the Holy Spirit control me. I ask Him to guide my hand. When I speak to people, I ask the Holy Spirit to guide me. He control me. He take control inside me. But I and Him co-labor together, take control together. But before you go to that level, you need to learn how to let Him control you first. And after that, 24/7, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, you and Him together, He control you, and you and Him take control of the situation together. Who is better, you and Him? Between you, who may have PhD, master degree, or whatever, you go to school, learn something, and God who created the heavens and the earth, and know everything, who is better, you and Him? Him. Is that right? He is better than you. So if you let Him control you, and He and you together take control of the situation together under His control, I tell you, your life will be a supernatural life. May not be spectacular, but supernatural. Will be a lot of miracle happen in your life. Is that right? I give you example, one simple example like this. And then I close the teaching. One day, a rheumatologist called me up and said, I have a group of patients that need surgery. When he told me, I said, I don't believe in this thing. This is not in the medical textbook. I think, don't send patient to me. That's what I think. Don't send patient to me. I don't believe in this kind of treatment. But while I was talking, the Holy Spirit speaking to me. Son, go for it. I'm giving you income. I said, oh, okay. So I said to the rheumatologist that, could you send a few to me first, and then let's see what happened. So he sent two patients to me, two ladies with special kind of disease, special kind of sickness that I never treat before, but he believed that this surgery is going to help them. So when I look at the patient, I say, you know, this is not in the medical textbook, this is not in the medical school, but if you want to try, I will operate on you, and because God told me try, and you're going to see that I'll give you income. I did. Night and day. Those two ladies stopped taking narcotic. All the pain was gone. They emailed me. She sent me testimony. They want me to put in the website. They say, I'm a new person after 15 years of suffering with pain. And I was shaking my head like, oh, I thank God I listened to the Holy Spirit. Yeah. And since then, I have this special income. Because the whole city sent patients to me. I'm the only guy who do this surgery in the whole city. So you know what? Monopoly. Not Microsoft. Monopoly, not because other surgeons don't believe in it. I'm the only guy who believes. And that wisdom came from the Holy Spirit. Because I hook up to the Holy Spirit. Because I listen. Now you see who is better, me or Him. That's why as Christian, learn to let God control you. And you and Him do the control together. Amen. This is important. You know, a lot of people don't want to be laid hand on, don't want to be prayed for, don't want to come in and fall down and laugh. And you know, I believe part of inside you say, whew, I'm going to lose my control. But this is a good loss. You lost for the better deal. Amen. Sometimes you have to lose something for the better deal. This is a good deal. Good deal. Everyone say good deal.
Good deal.
God fill me up. God control me. So that I and Him can take control together. And we win the world. Amen. Let's pray. Father, in Jesus' mighty name, we thank You so much for the outpouring of the Holy Spirit. We believe, Father, that You give us the Holy Spirit for our benefit, to give us power, to give us wisdom, direction in life, Father. We thank You, Lord, that you teach us many things according to the Word of God. Thank you, Lord, for the revelation of the Word of God. Thank you, Lord, that you show us how to walk by the Spirit, how to be led by the Spirit. Today, we welcome the Holy Spirit into this church, Lord. In Jesus' mighty name, amen. Any one of you in this room, before we depart, adjourn, anyone in this room, you say that, I'm not sure I will go to heaven if I die. I want to become a child of God. You may have gone to church many times, but you never really personally invite Jesus to come into your life. Some of you may invite Jesus many years ago, but you are not sure of your salvation. You're not sure that if you die today, you will go to heaven. Today, I want you to make sure. I want to ask you to pray with me again to confirm your salvation, to confirm that God is your God. If you want to do so, could you please stand up? Don't be shy. Stand up. Stand up. If you want God to be your God, you want to make sure you will go to heaven. Stand up. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. People who stand up, could you please come out here? Let's pray together. If you're not ashamed of God in public, He will not be ashamed of you. Before the Father, come here. Come and pray together. Invite Jesus to come into your life to make sure you go to heaven. I'm talking to teenagers and children in this room too. You don't need to be grown up adult to believe in Jesus. You may be teenagers in this room. You may be kids. Come out here if you say, I want to know Jesus. I want to be born again. Come out here. Making sure that you are born again. Children, teenagers, give your life to Jesus. Making sure you are born again. Make decision. Come here. Jesus loves you. Anyone else, any other teenagers and kids in this room that want to give your life to Jesus? Thank you, Lord. Follow my prayer. Close your eyes. Follow my prayer. Lift your hand toward heaven, where helps come from. Father in heaven, today I give my life to you. I turn away from my sin. I repent of my sin. I ask you for forgiveness, Lord. I believe in my heart and confess with my mouth that Jesus Christ is the Son of the living God. He is my Lord and my Savior. He was raised from the dead on the third day. Lord Jesus, come into my life right now. Become my God and my Savior. From today on, I want to walk with you. I want to serve you all the days of my life. Set me free, Lord, from sin and bondage. I'm going to start a new life today in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Today I want to announce that in the name of Jesus, your sins have been forgiven. Your name is recorded in the book of life. Amen. We have some gift to give to you in another room. Could you follow? And then we give you a gift and want to bless you. Can you just follow and you can come back in a minute here. Hallelujah. Just go. Give you some gift. If you need to hurry to go, just go quietly. But I'm going to spend another 10 minutes or so to pray for people. If some of you here never been filled with the Holy Spirit, speaking in tongues, I'd like to pray for you with other leaders like Pastor Caesar and Pastor Da. We lay hand and pray for you to be filled with the Holy Spirit. It's good for you. Amen. Don't procrastinate. Don't be fearful. It's good. It's good to be filled with the Holy Spirit. Believe me, I have experience already. If you want to do that, those just to be filled with the Holy Spirit the first time. I'm talking about the first time. Never been filled with the Holy Spirit the first time. Please come out and I'd like to pray with other leaders to pray for you. Never been filled. Speak in tongue. Come out here. You need to be a believer though. You need to be a Christian. Hallelujah. You want to be filled, never been filled, come out here. Speaking in tongue. Hallelujah. Or you got prayed for before, but you're not sure. You want to be sure today. We pray for you. Don't be shy, come out here. It's good for you. You never be filled with the Holy Spirit, speaking in tongue. Today, God gonna give you tongues, new tongues. Holy Spirit, welcome to this place. Welcome you, O Holy One. Come here, come here. Presence, O Lord, come and fill this place. If you've never been filled with the Holy Spirit, come. Pastor Caesar, could you come and help? Mary Jo O'Neill. Brenda, could you come help pray for them? Holy Spirit. Miss Susu, could you come and help pray for people to be filled with the Holy Spirit? When God touch you, open your mouth and speak. Open your mouth and speak. Spirit, welcome to this place. To this one. For nothing else. Presence, O Lord, come and fill this place. Touch again. Spirit of the living God, touch us once again.
We trust this message has ministered to you. If you would like more information about New Hope International Church or other teaching series, please contact us at 206-275-1042 or visit our website online at www.newhopeinternationalchurch.org. You may also write to us at the following address: New Hope International Church, 9170 Southeast 64th Street, Mercer Island, Washington, 98040. Thank you very much.